Greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What relationship should there be in the United States of America and Great Britain in other Western countries between politics and religion? I found a very interesting article in USA Today dated November 7th, and I'd like to just read to you a few excerpts from it. This is written by a professor of Christian ethics, saying this: Republican presidential candidates are trolling for conservative Christian votes. The Democrats, too, will make some effort to join this game as they did in the 2008 cycle. It is bad for America. It is bad for Christianity. This version of Christian politics is inherently corrupting to Christian faith, ethics, and witness. It encourages politicians to take God's name in vain and to do so routinely. And that would be a violent violation of the Ten Commandments if Christians still cared about such things. It tempts church leaders to abuse their offices and abandon their core vocations as they entangle themselves with politics. It confuses the message of Christianity with that of the politician of the moment. It drives many away from God altogether. And so I'm asking the question today: what role should the church, any church, have insofar as politics is concerned? And the answer is quite simply, none whatsoever. Members of our church organizations don't even vote in political campaigns. They don't participate in the jury. And there are reasons for that. The church has a duty to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God. And it says in the New Testament that we have a gospel of reconciliation to proclaim. We are not to apply Old Testament penalties, for instance, to the church today. The church has no business, no jurisdiction in, for instance, executing a criminal, and a church member, a truly converted Christian, should have no business in participating in that either. It says it is the letter which kills. It is the spirit which makes alive. Think in terms of the history. Think when the church, any church, got involved in politics, the terrible harm it created. Think of Oliver Cromwell, who thought he had to create a theocracy in Great Britain when he went into churches and destroyed all these statues in there, misapplying Old Testament laws. Because you see, there were certain Old Testament laws which were given to the nation of Israel, which are not supposed to be taken care of in the sense that they should be effectuated by the church today. But think of the Roman Catholic Church, which was responsible for the terrible abomination of the Inquisition, because they looked at some concepts thinking that, for instance, witches had to be burned on the stake, and they had the jurisdiction to do that. And they went ahead and did it, and in many cases, innocent people died. And quite recently in Germany, an attempt was made to exonerate a person who had been burned as a witch on the marketplace. And the Catholic Church came in and said, oh no, we cannot do that because she wasn't entirely innocent. My friends, God has given us laws. And there are spiritual laws which are timeless. And then there are other laws which are temporary. They were meant to be effective today. The spiritual laws, which are timeless, are the ones of the Ten Commandments. And I mean all of the Ten Commandments, and the statutes, and the judgments, identifying and explaining more what the Ten Commandments are all about. Now some say we have to enforce now the Ten Commandments in the country, and if we don't do it, we are in violation of God's directive. But let me ask you, what Ten Commandments do you want to enforce? Do you want to enforce the version of the Roman Catholic Church, which is quite different from the version of the Protestants? And if you don't know that, you better check it out. And even if you apply the Ten Commandments as a Protestant are teaching it, are you applying the Sabbath? It says you shall keep the Sabbath holy, not Sunday. Sunday is not part of the Ten Commandments. But you see, the point is the church doesn't have the jurisdiction to enforce the laws. It has, however, the commission to preach it. It has a commission to tell the nation that they have to keep the law if they want to be in conformity with and in harmony with God's directives, individually, also collectively. But the point is, that's all we are supposed to do, to teach, to preach the truth, not to try to enforce it, because there's no harmony insofar as what to enforce. Everybody has a different opinion as to what is still valid and what isn't. My friends, Christmas and Easter are not days you should participate in. Halloween, because they are not Christian holidays. But it is not the jurisdiction of the church, any church now, to come in and to say we are going to enforce the abandonment of it. Because if we did, then the next question is, what are we abandoned which we shouldn't? Or what are we not to reinstate which we should reinstate? For instance, the holy days, the annual holy days, which most people have not even heard of before. But you see, the time is going to come when Jesus Christ will return, and he will enforce the law of God. He will enforce what needs to be enforced. Let's leave it to him to do that when he returns. At this point, it is not the commission of the church, any church, to try to do that. And those who have been trying to do that in the past have brought more harm, much more harm, than good. So let's be very clear on this. God's spiritual laws are still in force and effect today. There are certain passing laws, like for instance the sacrificial system, that's no longer in effect today. But it is up to you to have God reveal to you which laws are still in effect for you to keep, and which laws are no longer in effect because we are no longer under the tutor of the sacrificial and ritual law. My friends, we have prepared several booklets which will help you to understand, hopefully, if you read them carefully, prayerfully, what you need to do as an individual Christian. One of the booklets is, "And Lawlessness Will Abound." This explains in great detail which laws are still in effect today and which aren't. And it is high time for you to understand it properly and not getting involved in the political affairs of this world, of this nation, because this is not going to help you personally and individually to increase the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.